Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. Please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. howpsychic.com. I'm going to go ahead and announce that we have several specials still going on the website, so check them out. They will end at the end of this month. Only a couple more days left in this month. So please go check it out, and we will be able to provide those to you until the first of next month. All right. We are going to take callers here as we bring on each caller to today's show. We ask you to only have one question per caller, one-part questions only, please. As we bring you on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. For those of you that are calling in and have not done so already to ask your question live and on air, please push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. This will alert us that you would like your question answered live and on air if you have not already done so. The call-in number for today is 619-789-6807. Once more, that is 619-789-6807. Our first caller today is area code 702. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Craig. I'm calling from Las Vegas. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
All right, Craig, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
My question for tonight is, I'm currently experiencing financial aid challenges in school, and I'd like to know, do you see that being resolved?
All right, let's see here. Yes, I do feel that that's going to be resolved, but the thing is that only if you are aggressive in your ability to handle this. So what we're getting here is you need to provide proof, you need to provide whatever you need to provide, but you need to do it aggressively. Don't take no for an answer, and don't sit around and wait, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Our next caller today is area code 918. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Claire. I'm calling from the Midwest, Oklahoma. I'm involved in a, a movement, a whistleblower, if you will.
Okay.
What do you see around that? Any stumbling blocks that I need to be aware of? I'm not quite for certain how to ask the question.
Okay. May I ask what genre this whistleblowing is going to be under?
Oh, CDC.
Okay.
Like, I'm heavily involved in this. But.
Okay. Give me, and you want to know how this is going to go, correct?
Well, if there's anything I can watch out for, anything that would be helpful for me to know that you might be able to see.
Okay. I'm not going to be able to tell you what to look for, so to speak. For one, I don't have a lot of clue about that stuff. And for two, the spirits over here that I deal with, sometimes that stuff you have to find on your own. But we can give you a good direction or some advice. And what we're seeing here is that you need to broaden your sweep, okay? What we mean by this is don't just look in one room. Look in a whole bunch of rooms to give you an example, okay? There is everything from high to low here. So what we're getting is, we're doing our best to answer this question for you, by the
way.
All
right.
What we're getting here is there's very small things So you've got to pay very close attention to detail, okay?
Yes.
Because they say the devil is in the details. But then there's also the high obvious things. And the high obvious things are the ones that are kind of, I mean, they're there, they're obvious, there is something corrupt behind it, but the what's
mm-hmm.
on the surface, what's on the obvious level, those are illusions to keep you from the real stuff that's going on behind the scenes, in the details,
like
in the small details. Huh?
Like a psychop?
Well, sort of like that. Mm-hmm. But what we're feeling here is that you're going to do well with this. We do see some difficulty, so we're not going to say that, oh, you're going to go through this without any difficulty. But we do see some difficulty, and you have to be extremely careful, okay? You have to be very, very, very careful from what we're seeing.
It has to do with the CDC whistleblower, Dr. Thompson, the MMR vaccine, that there is a causal link between the vaccines and autism. And this is from a scientist that did the study that was supposedly did not show a causal link. The CDC
mm-hmm.
lied to the public. And one of the scientists that did the study
mm-hmm.
is stepping forward. So we've been sitting on this info for a year. Anyway, thank you for that input. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I wish you blessings.
Well, I wish you blessings as well. Just so you know, I have autism. I have a small bit of autism. I have like what you call high functioning
mm-hmm.
autism.
Oh, Asperger's?
I'm sorry?
Asperger syndrome, which is high functioning autism.
Not so much. It's a little different. But anyways, I thank you for calling in, and you have a good
one. All right. Well, thank you for hearing me.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 905. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Vivian calling from Canada, and my question is I start working with a guide on a photography business as a market director. That's what was your question, but I also feel uneasy about some of my past experience kind of throw me off. It seems like I'm a little bit different from the other people. I don't know if you sense that or not, but I was that's kind of weird. Some of the experience is kind of weird.
I'm going to stop you right there for a minute, and I need you to speak slowly and clearly, please.
Okay, so you want to repeat?
Yeah, please repeat, but
okay.
Do it slowly and clearly.
So, I was feeling a bit weird, like lots of the experience that I have was kind of weird. I was like, don't know whether you sense that or not, but it was like, it's just not the usual way it worked. I could be like, sometimes.
I get that you're saying that you had a weird experience. I want you to describe to me what kind of weird experience did you have?
Like when I was younger, something lift me up and fall back on the hip on the floor. I have no idea why I was lift up just a couple inches and then fall back on the hip.
Okay. So you were lifted up and then you were dropped by whatever unforeseen force, which was more than likely a demonic force or a spirit. And then you fell down and you broke something from the fall.
Well, I got sleep twice and then fall back down there. I was like, what? And lots of dream is so weird. I was like, oh, my God, what bring me this dream? The funny thing is that I never see my dream with my own eye. I close my eye, I feel it.
Okay. Was this a real event that happened where you literally picked up by the demons and then dropped? Or was this in a dream?
Physical.
Because you're going between several things here.
There was the lift and fall twice is real. The dream is the one that happened afterward.
Okay. And you're trying to find out why these things are happening?
Yeah. Honestly, what's wrong with me is like,
Okay, sweetie. Well, the answer is very clear to me, but the way you were describing things, you're going to have to be a little bit more detailed sometimes. because the way you started out, it was a little too fast for me. The way I operate is I have to hear it clearly, and I have to understand that. I have to hear it in, like, a regular format. I'm not saying that what you were doing was wrong, but, you know, it doesn't comply with what I was trying to receive here. So once you've asked the direct question, I give an answer. But what the answer is for you as to why these things are happening, sweetie, is because, honey, you were born of the light. You are a highly functioning individual of the light. You have a very good heart to you. Sometimes you feel a little evil because sometimes you feel like you can't feel anything at all. But you do feel things. You do have a heart, believe it or not. And you know it because it's confirmed every so often by the way you feel sympathetic for others or situations or even watching TV, whatever. Things will strike that emotion in you. You have a very dear heart, but you have a very damaged heart as well. You've suffered a lot of abuse in life from others, and this has really lowered your ability to be protected in this world from the unseen forces that look to harm you. Even as a child, you were attacked because you were what we like to call the light that was born amongst the dark, to bring the dark back to the light, sort of like to when we're the light amongst the dark. What that means is that we're born into the darkness. We're born into areas or families or people, people's lives that are not so positive because we're there to try and be that beacon of light to bring those people back to the good, back to everything that, you know, the higher source is about. And when that doesn't happen sometimes, like we're still born, but they have that choice to come back to the light or not. When that doesn't happen, if they don't come back to the light, then we become extremely vulnerable if we continue to be in that environment, okay? But even then, we are extremely vulnerable people when you're a sentient being born upon this world. So, yes, the reason for this is, honey, you have demons attacking you from left and right. And I have a feeling this has been going on even since your childhood. This has been going on for years and years, okay? So what I'm feeling here is, you know, I'm a spiritualist. I'm a reverend. I do remote exorcisms. I do stuff like that. You can contact me from the website, but we would have to do more of a consultation to really get an understanding where these things are coming from that are attacking you. All I can tell you right now from what my spirits, from what God is telling me, is that you are being attacked because you are a source of pure light and they cannot stand having you around. Okay?
Oh, okay. That's made me feel better. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
All right, our next caller today is area code, let's see here a minute, 937. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Sandy, and I'm calling from Ohio, and I was just wondering what you see for me coming up for Love Life.
All right, Sandy in Ohio, give me one moment, please. You know, Sandy, I'm going to be honest with you, okay? I'm honest with everybody I talk to, and you're not going to be any different.
Okay.
Normally when I say this, there's kind of bad news, but there's also a lot of good news here. You're going to be very blessed in your love life. Okay, you've got some new opportunities that are just right around the bend, but you're having a real hard time trying to let go of this past, okay? And let me tell you right now, this past, yes, they want to do something. Yes, there is somebody there that still is holding on. It's like they're not letting go, but they're not putting in the effort. They're not doing the work, and they have all the intentions in the world. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions, sweetie. The intentions are good. but the actions are bad, and they're not going to get those actions in a good space fast enough. Okay? What's coming down the road, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be wonderful. But you're not going to want it, right? Or you want what you want. You want, you know, why couldn't this task work out? Why couldn't this work out? Why couldn't that work out? You know, because you're tired of waiting. You're tired of putting out freaking energy and not receiving it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, we're here to give you that little kick in the butt and say, look, you deserve better. Okay? You are a spiritual being in a spiritual world now. Remember, our world right now is going through a spiritual wave. People are wakening up. They're turning their lives around. And as a spiritual being, you know as well as I do, you are what you surround yourself with. Okay? If you surround yourself holding on to people of the past that aren't ready, that aren't able to provide, that aren't able to commit, that aren't able to do whatever because they've got hang-ups, they've got emotional issues, then that is exactly what you're going to be. But if you surround yourself with positive people that are ready to go to that next level or already on that next level that you're trying to seek out of life, then that is what you're going to have. That is what you're going to become. Your life is in a disarray if your home is in a disarray. Now, you can be one of the cleanest people, but I'm not talking about that on a physical, you know, direct level. I'm using that as a metaphor to explain to you that some of these people of the past, no good. The new stuff, awesome. Pristine is the term of what comes in down the road for you. And, honey, if you move now, I know I sound like a freaking salesman over here. If you move now, okay, you're not going to have to wait very long. There is something out there. It's been waiting to come into your life, but it couldn't because it's holding on to the past. That's what's blocking it.
Wow.
But if you move now, the one that's at the door waiting to come in all this time, okay, maybe a couple months at most, and you should be golden, okay?
Wow, fantastic. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, sweetie. And please, don't forget to visit the website. I really could help you out.
That sounds good. Thank you so much. I sure will.
Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller today is area code 703. There we go. How you doing today? Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sure, my name is Anne Marie. I'm calling from Virginia.
Yes,
and my
Anne Marie.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you? Please go right ahead.
I've had better days. I recently just got fired from my job due to medical reasons, and I've been applying to other organizations, and there's one in particular that I'm more trying to get into, and I had a conversation with HR, and I was wondering, is my resume actually being floated around, and will they actually call me in for an interview? Because
see the resume being floated around here, but why am I getting an M?
I have no idea.
Okay. What's the name of the company you're dealing with?
Axiom Resource Management.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm going to tune in with that. But keep your eyes peeled for a company that begins with M, okay? For some reason, this may not be the only job you're looking for. I don't want you to put all your eggs in one basket. I still want you to keep looking for other places as well, okay?
Oh, I am.
All right. All right. Well, the answer to your exact question is yes, it is floating around. You should get a call back. You should get be called to go back in there, and we feel that an offer will be made, okay? We feel that you may be happy with it, but we also feel there is something a little better out there for you, so we want you to keep your eyes peeled, keep applying. As we said, you agreed, you already are, but just keep doing that because they're giving encouragement for that, okay? And we do feel that the place you're currently looking into right now, an offer should come on the table. There's procrastination going on with them, and even though it's being passed around, and they take a long time because nobody knows how to do their excuse my French, freaking job over there, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit our website, which is howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. All right, I don't know if you're just listening or if you're trying to ask your question, so we're going to go ahead and try and take you anyways. This is caller with area code 202. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller, with area code 202. First three digits are 465. All right. And this caller must be listening in, so we're going to go ahead and put you back on mute. And we have a lot of great specials going on our website, so please check it out. Those are going to end by the 1st of next month, so we're looking at the 1st of September, 2014. Once more, thank you everyone for calling in to today's show. The website is howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. And we're going to go ahead and let's see here. Looks like we have one last caller. Hello, caller by area code 956. We are live on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hi, lucky me. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Texas, and I just want to see what changes do you see coming up as far as finance or any type of change this coming month or so.
Okay. Did you say your name was Tony?
Yes.
All right. Is this Antonio?
No. It's
okay. I'm just trying to figure out. I've got someone in Texas that's also named Tony. All right. And you're trying to figure out how your finances are going to be? Did I hear you correctly there?
Correct.
Okay,
is
wonderful.
Anything or changes coming up for me?
I understand. Give me one moment to find out for you. Oh, well, that didn't take long. I am looking at a week and a half. There's going to be a good improvement financially for you. It's not going to be a major one right away within that week and a half. Then in about a month and 4 days, you're going to see a dramatic change, okay? You're going to get some really good luck going on for your financial well-being and welfare. What I'm feeling here, though, is that you need to keep looking. So are you looking right now for other work? Because I feel like you're working, you're making something, but you're also looking for other work.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing here is that you're going to find other work, but when you do, don't just settle for that. Take the job, okay, that you get, because something good is going to happen in about a week and a half. Take that, work it for a little while. In the meantime, continue to look for something else, because if you continue after to take that job and look for something else, you're going to find something huge, okay? Something really awesome that's going to pay you and appreciate you and give you the respect that you deserve, okay?
Oh, wow, that's awesome news.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a beautiful evening.
Likewise.
Bye-bye. All right, for those of you tuning in and listening to today's show, please don't forget to visit the website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. for all of your private reading needs. In the future, we may be changing the name of our show to How Psychic Radio, but in the meantime, we're going to still stick to Psychic Talk for now. A future announcement about that change will be announced on the air and through our posts. Well, once more, we're going to thank you for calling in and listening to today's show. Namaste, love, light, and good night.